Arizona's neighboring states, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico, have all recorded incidents of chronic wasting disease. It's a neurological ailment that affects the brains of certain animals like elk and deer. It's also contagious and can be passed animal to animal or indirectly from an infected animal via the ground. In the attempt to keep the disease from coming into Arizona, the state's Game and Fish Department is taking a number of steps. And with me to tell us more is Ann Justice Allen, wildlife veterinarian for Arizona Game and Fish. And what are the dangers of chronic wasting disease, especially considering it's being seen in the other Four Corner states?
We are now seeing significant declines in populations in northern Colorado and elsewhere, where the percentage of animals affected by this disease is approaching 20%, or greater. Mm-hmm. And we don't want this disease here in Arizona because, frankly, once it gets into the state, our chances of eliminating it are slim to none. And we don't want to see CWD affecting our deer and elk populations.
What are the ways that you've tried and that you're trying now at Game and Fish to prevent? Are there some obvious ways?
The disease is primarily spread between animals by direct contact. However, if we move infected body parts of animals or infected animals, we can thereby spread the disease, and we don't want to see that happen. So the first thing that we've done is we have prohibited the importation of whole deer and elk carcasses. People can bring back meat that they've from an animal they've harvested out of state, or they can bring back a trophy that has been mounted by a taxidermist. They can bring that back into the state, but they can't just drive over the state line with a whole carcass without having had it processed first. The second thing that we've done is we have prohibited the use of deer and elk urine as a lure for hunters. So hunters will sometimes spread this around to attract animals to an area so that they can have a greater chance of harvesting an animal. These lures are made commercially from farmed deer and elk, and there are little controls over it, the quality of it, and whether or not there's any chronic wasting disease organisms in that deer and elk urine. So we're prohibiting that, the use of that. The other thing we prohibit is the use of feeding and baiting. That's partially for prevention of chronic wasting disease, but it's also for prevention of other diseases.
Would a hunter be able to identify an animal with CWD, or is that after the fact?
Unfortunately, when the disease, when an animal is first infected with chronic wasting disease, it is not easily identifiable. It is only in the later stages of the disease that it is easy to tell from exterior appearances that the animal is infected. The animals, when they are in the late stages of the infection, behave abnormally. They become very thin. They salivate and hang around water a lot. There are many diseases that look like chronic wasting disease, and that's why really we can only diagnose it by doing tests of certain tissues from the animals. That's what we need to do in order to survey for it. That's why we use tissues from animals that hunters harvest. We use the lymph nodes and the brain stems from those animals. We send those to a lab and test for that.
Is this an extra, frankly, daunting challenge considering that neighboring states have it?
It is a real daunting problem, especially not so much because Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah have the disease, but because we've seen the disease continue to spread into states that have neighbored infected areas. Montana was one of the more recent states to detect CWD. We don't want to see it come into Arizona. Luckily, in New Mexico, it is all the way across the state, on more on the eastern side of the Rio Grande. And in Utah, it is far to the north, across the other side of the Grand Canyon. So we have some barriers, some geographic barriers, which should help prevent the introduction of CWD into the state by natural animal movement, but it is a very daunting task in front of us to keep monitoring for this and to hopefully do what we can to prevent the introduction by human actions.
And Justice Allen is a wildlife veterinarian for Arizona Game and Fish.